Well, that was swell, Meredith. Really fun. And now, ladies and gentlemen... pardon me. Hello?
Is this Mr. Carty?
Yes, who's this?
This is the clerk at the Supreme Court. Mr. Higgins asked me to call you and tell you he won't be there tonight.
What? Has he been arrested?
No, sir. He's serving on a jury and they're deadlocked. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I wonder how he got away from Snooks.
Come on, Daddy.
Hello, Snooks. Step aside. I'm in a terrible hurry.
Where are my pants? Where are you going, Daddy?
I have to be in court in half an hour.
What did you do, Daddy?
I didn't do anything. I've been called for jury duty.
Who called you?
I got a subpoena.
I want some peanuts.
Now, cut that out.
I want some peanuts.
I didn't say anything about peanuts. I received a subpoena, and I've got to appear in a suit.
Is that why you're looking for your pants?
That's one reason. Where the dickens are they?
Did you look in the stove?
Stove? Now, what might my pants be doing in the stove?
They might be hiding there if somebody spilt ink on them.
Snooks, did you spill ink on my pants?
No, Daddy. Robespierre done it.
Where's the ink?
He swallowed it.
Good heavens.
He's all right, Daddy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I made him eat a blotter.
Well, I'll fix you for that later. Stay out of this room now while I change.
Where are you going, Daddy?
I told you, I'm going to court. Somebody got arrested.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe because he sat on a chair with a crack in it.
Huh?
Then he got pinched for parking. What are you laughing at?
Because your pants are in the stove.
Now, don't torment me or I'll spank you before I leave.
I didn't do nothing.
Well, don't start anything. If I'm not in court in 15 minutes, there'll be plenty of trouble.
Why do you have to go, Daddy?
Because I'm going to be a member of the jury.
What's a jury?
It's a group of people that deliver verdicts.
On bicycles?
Sure, on bicycles. Look out, Snooks.
I want to go with you.
You can't go with me.
Why?
Because little girls don't serve on juries. A jury's composed of 11 men and a foreman.
11 men and four men?
Yes.
That's 15, ain't it?
No, it's 12.
Huh?
There's 11 men on a jury, and with the foreman makes 12.
11 and 4 is 12?
No, 11 and 4 is 15. But the foreman in this case happens to be one man, and he's the foreman. Sometimes the jury has 12 jurymen, and they're all ladies.
Do you feel all right, Daddy?
It doesn't make any difference how I feel. I still have to go to court and serve on that broken-down jury.
What's a jury?
Now, what did I just get through telling you?
11 and 4 is 12, and all the men is ladies.
I didn't say anything of the kind. If they were all ladies on that jury, what would I be doing there?
You know.
I don't know anything. Oh, that's what I get for marrying a policewoman. Get out of this room and let me finish dressing.
Where are you going?
For the last time, I'm going to serve on a jury.
Is it the first time, Daddy?
No, I served on a jury a month ago.
What happened?
A woman was being tried for manslaughter.
Was a man being tried for woman slaughter?
No, but it's easy to see how it happens.
Well, tell me what happened.
Nothing happened. We let her go because of insanity.
Was the whole jury crazy?
Yeah, leave me alone.
No, I want to go with you.
They don't allow children in court.
Why?
Because it's a very serious business. The only people present are the lawyers, the judge, and the jury. We have to decide whether the man is innocent or guilty.
Which man?
The man that's being tried.
What's he trying to do, Daddy?
He's trying to get free. Today he gets his hearing.
Is he a deaf man?
No, he's not deaf. Let me get out of here. If I don't get to court on time, they'll hold me in contempt.
Where's that?
It's no place. It's a breach of the law, and I'll get a fine.
Get what?
Fine.
You like it, Daddy?
No, I hate it. Where's my tie?
I don't know.
Snooks, what did you do with my tie?
If you tell me about the court, I'll tell you where it is.
Oh, all right. Well, as soon as I get there, I'll be challenged by both lawyers.
I want to see you fight them.
There isn't going to be any fight. They interrogate me.
Does it hurt?
No, they just ask me a lot of questions before they swear me in.
Let me hear you swear, Daddy.
No.
I know hockey.
Never mind. I take an oath that I'll see justice served properly, then the court is called to order, and the lawyers come in with their briefs.
Is that all they wear?
These briefs are just paper.
Mommy got you?
I don't care what number. They're paper briefs, and nobody wears them, and that's how we get the bare facts.
I want to see the bear.
Oh, there isn't any bear. Now, where's my tie?
Mom, tell me more, Dad.
No.
Then I won't tell you where the tie.
Oh, please, Snooks. I'll be late for court.
Well, take me with you.
I can't. But look, I'll show you what happens there if you give me my tie and let me go, okay?
Tell.
All right, you'll be the defendant and I'll be your lawyer.
Put on your briefs.
Forget about the briefs. Just take the stand.
All right. Where shall I take it, Daddy?
Oh, not the ash stand. Sit in that chair and hurry. Now, first, I have to swear you in.
Let me swear myself, Daddy.
No, you don't know what to say.
Yes, I do.
I wouldn't put it past you.